This week's parasha is Parasha Shmini, and we're actually going to start with the end of Parasha Tzav. So the psukim at the end of Parasha Tzav speak about the 7 days in the Mishkan, Aaron and Banav. So it says, "Umipetach oel moed lo tetsu." You can't leave shivat yamim for 7 days. Ad yom milot yimei milueichem. The completion of the days of your completion. Ki shivat yamim yimaleet yadeichem. In these 7 days, you are going to be completed in your avoda, in your hands. I don't know how you say it, how you translate it. It means basically you're going to come in and fulfill your tafkid, and the Mishkan's going to be built. Kashe asa b'yom hazeh. Just as you do this day, Tziva Hashem nasod l'kaper aleichem. The Kodesh Baruch Hu commanded you 7 days also for kapara. What 7 days these are? So Rashi here explains, Kol shivat yamim, all these 7 days, Rabotei Darshu lasod ze meisa para l'kaper ze, right? Lasot, it says, lasot is to do, you need 7 days to separation before you do the ma'aseh of the parah. Lekaper, the drosh of lekaper, ze ma'aseh yom kippurim. Lelamed, and comes to teach us, shekohen gadol before yom kippur, right? Ta'un prisha is required separation, kodim yom kippurim, shivet yamim. Before yom kippur, 7 days. The Kohen, HaKohen HaSoref et HaParah. Also the Kohen who burns the Parah, Aduma, he requires separation, that we learned last 7 days. Okay? We know Parah Aduma comes to be Mekaper on, yes? Chet HaEgel. And, because it comes to Mekaper on Tumas Meis, it comes to remove Tumas Meis. Tumas Meis came into the world because of Chet HaDam HaRishon. At Matan Torah, that was removed from Klal Yisrael. Chet HaEgel brought it back. We went back to what we were before, after the Chet of Adam HaRishon. Paraduma comes to Rimoshe Darshan. Rashi brings, we learn Paraduma, we learn it. Actually, this week's is Parshas Para, right? So Paraduma, the concept of Paraduma was the mother coming to clean the mess or the dirt that the son brought into the world, right? That's the Egel. Paraduma comes to remove Tumas Meis, the Chet HaEgel brought to the world.
Sorry.
Yom Kippur is what? Yom Kippur is the time of Kapara. That's why it's a Lekaper. Can I get Yom Kippur, right? It's the time of Kapara. It's the atonement of the sins of the Jewish people, right? Also from Chet HaEgel. So we're seeing that all this process, all these places, came as a kapara for Chet HaEgel. The Mishkan, we know, according to Rashi, right, came also as a kapara for Chet HaEgel. Yes? So all these three concepts which are mentioned here, that we need 7 days, right, of hafrash, of separation, right, all came as a kapara, as an atonement, as a cleaning of the Chet HaEgel. So now we see that all these three things require 7 days. And the one that's explained in the Torah, right, which is actually the makor for all of them, is the 7 days that the Mishkan was being built and broken, built and broken, built and broken. And that's what Rashi says here in Parsha Shmini. It says, V'yi b'yom hashmini, right? So we start Parsha Shmini. This is the day, the eighth day of those 7. Karam Moshe la'Aaron u'banav u'l'ziknei Yisrael. He called to Aaron u'banav u'l'ziknei Yisrael. Lemilu'im. Hu Rosh Chodesh. What do you mean, lemilu'im?
Reserves.
Huh? So this lemilu'im is the inauguration, the chinuch, the being put, lashlimotam, to complete them, the Rashi says beforehand, in the avoda. Right? So we had 7 days beforehand, and now this is the completion, the final completion. Says Rashi, Lemurim hu Rosh Chodesh Nisan. This is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So the 7 days were 7 days before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Now, there's a very, very deep idea happening here, and I'm going to explain it soon. Shehukam HaMishkan. The Mishkan was then put in place, was made, was put up by Moshe, Bo B'yom, V'natal Esa Atarot, and there were 10 crowns, Hashnuit B'Seda Olam, that was given on that day. The Matanas Kehuna, etc., etc. Right? Now, Rashi says, Ula Zikne Yisrael, and it was told to the Zikne Yisrael, the wise men of Israel, right? Lashmiam, to teach, to make them known to them, Sha'api Adibu, Aaron Nichnas, the Aaron now enters, Umishamesh Bekuna Gdola, Vero Yomru, Me'elav Nichnas. Then it goes on, Vayome El Aaron, Kach Lecha Egel Ben Bakar Lechatat, take an Egel. Why Egel? Ben Bakar Lechatat, V'ayel Olat Mima V'akrev Lefnei Hashem, bring it for us. Why Egel? So Rashi explains, Lohodia Shumikapelo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Yedei Egel Zeh Et Maisa Egel Shasa. This Kapara for Cheta Egel now. At least here for Aaron we see it is, and we're going to see in this process the whole Avoda here and the whole Tafkid of the Mishkan and the Ashrat Shechina that we lost because of Cheta Egel is now going to be returned. That was this Avoda. Yeah? So now, I'm going to skip now all the korbanos, right? And I'm just going to go to the last pasuk here, or last few psukim. So it says, after they bring all these korbanos, which is a kapara for Aaron and Banav, and for Klal Yisrael, and Rosh Chodesh, the seer of Rosh Chodesh, which we're going to see, right? Which is also a kapara. The seer of Rosh Chodesh is also for a kapara, right? So, right? Now, and the seer of Rosh Chodesh is connected to the seer Izim of Yosef. Which is, I'm not going to explain that now, but maybe, which is also connected to the Chet Egel, it's also a Siba for the Chet Egel. The period in Klal Yisrael, which the separation in Klal Yisrael, which came across because of the separation of Yosef and his brothers, that period is the Shoresh, right? Is the source of Yetziat Mitzrayim. One of the reasons for Yetziat Mitzrayim, in the way that it happened. We were going down to Egypt, but in the way that it happened, the Klal Yisrael mishtabed to the Mitzrayim, because of the period in Klal Yisrael. Like Haman says, Am mefuza mefura bina amim. When we're a separate people, then that separation causes us dispersion and galus. So that's the source of all our galiyot. That is also the source, it needs to be understood, that's also the source of the Cheta Egel. Right? And because we didn't finish Yetziat Mitzrayim. There was no complete kapar. We didn't come one as a nation. We came one as a nation as Kabbalah's Torah, but we didn't stand in Kabbalah's Torah because of the Cheta Egel. All Avodah Zarah comes when we're separate. When a person's separate, it means, it's a Rashi in Chumash. Rashi says, why by Yaakov Avinu, we called Nefesh, Shivim Nefesh, Yadum Mitzrayim. They came 70 soul. By Esav, Rashi says it's called Nefashos. So Rashi explains why by Esav it's called, by Yaakov it's called Nefesh, because we're all serving one God. Ivy serving one God brings unity. I disparity is by Esav. Where's disparity? Because each one has their own individual Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah means you're looking at your own internal self. You care about your own internal self. You're just using the Elohim, Acherim, these other gods to serve you. You asking, it's a service for you. So that's causes separation. All Avodah Zarah is a concept of separation. So when there's separation in Klal Yisrael, that's a sign that there's the concept of Avodah Zarah. Therefore, Yosef, who was separated from his brothers, and that wasn't completely fixed, right? He tried fixing it, that's the whole parashas we learned beforehand, but it wasn't completely fixed. That causes this concept of Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah only comes to clarify when there's a separation, when a person looks at his own personal self. Also, Kaf Beis here, right? It says, V'yisa Aaron et yado. Yadav, sorry. He lifted up his hands, El Ha'am, to the people. This is Birkas Kahanim. V'yivarchem, and he benched them. He blessed them. V'yered ma'asot ha'chatat va'olah ha'shlamim. And he went down from doing his avodas akorbanos. Vayavon Moshe v'Aaron. Now Moshe had to come into the picture. El oel moed, to the oel moed. V'yitzu, and they came out. V'yivarchu et ha'am. V'yera kvod Hashem el kol ha'am. And they saw the honor, the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu el kol ha'am. Either was now Shechina b'klal Yisrael, and it was kapara on the Chet Ha'egel. So now we'll see here. Why Moshe Rabbeinu came in, right? So it says two answers. It says, Kevin Shirah Aaron Shikibu Kola Korbanos. He brought all these Korbanos. V'nasu Kol Hamasim. And he did all these actions. V'lo Yada Shechina Yisrael. There was not a kapara. There was no Shechina in Klal Yisrael. There was no kapara of Chet Ha'egel. Hayem Itztae. He was in Tzar. He was in pain. V'omeh. Yodeani Shekasa Kodesh Baruch Hu Alayah. Kodesh Baruch Hu is angry still with me. There was not kapara. He didn't accept the kapara of my egel. U'bishvili lo yarda shechina Yisrael. Because of me, he didn't. Just a little bit of a musa. He could have said the Jewish people didn't do proper tshuva. Why he said, because of me, Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't. A person always has to think, because of me, Nivra Olam. Because of me, the world was created. Maybe because of me, there's not good to the Jewish people. I'm Ma'akiv the Geula. A person always has to look at himself. That's what Rambam says, Bishvili Nivra Olam, that the whole world has Maisim Tovim and Averas. And my Chas V'Shalom, my Averas, could tilt the world. And my mitzvahs could tilt the world. That's the concept. The person has to realize his Chashivas. Not his Gaiva, not Mitzad Gaiva, Mitzad his Achrayas. But how much the world is dependent on his own actions. Anyway, let's go. So it says, right? Amalo Moshe, says to him, Moshe, achi, kach asitli, this is what you did to me, shenichnasti mitbayashti. You brought me in to bring Shechina to Yisrael, and you embarrassed me. Miyad nichnas Moshe imo bikshu rachamim, and he asked for mercy, v'yarad Shechina Yisrael. That's why we had Moshe Rabbeinu coming with Aaron. So we needed Moshe Rabbeinu to come in to bring the Shechina. It wasn't enough, Aaron. Moshe Rabbeinu had to come in. Because he wasn't shaykh to the Chet Ha'egel. V'yitzu v'yarchu et ha'am. What bracha? V'yino'am Hashem Elokeinu aleinu ma'ase yedeinu koronehu. That's what we say in Motzei Shabbos. Right? That's the concept of bringing the Shechina down to the lower worlds. V'yino'am. That's why we say Motzei Shabbos. Right? Because we're bringing the ha'ara of Shabbos into the 6 days. We're bringing something from the higher world, so to speak, the Hashra of the Shechina, into the lower worlds. Here at Tishrei Shechina b'Ma'aseh Yadeichem, and the Shechina will be with Ma'aseh Yadeichem. Shfisha kol shivat yemei ha'miluim, all the 7 days of the miluim, she'emidu Moshe le'mishkan, that Moshe Rabbeinu set up the Mishkan, v'shimesh bo, u'pirku b'kol yom. Every day he would build it, and the same day he would destroy it. Lo shalta bo Shechina. Every day we build it, no Shechina, put it down. By Yisrael Nichlamim, they were like embarrassed, they were shocked. Va'omrim leMoshe, Moshe Rabbeinu, we're embarrassed that what our ma'asim, we still haven't done of Kapara Chet Ha'egel. Kol HaTorach Shetarachnu, all the avoda that we did, that we bothered over, Shetishra Shechina, we're trying, and it's not happening. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mitkaperas on the Chet Ha'egel. Right? V'neida shenitkaper lanu avon ha'egel. Right? L'kach amar lahem, zeh ha'davar she'tziva Hashem. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us, ta'asu. V'yira aleichem kvod Hashem. Aaron achi kedai, Aaron achi, he's kedai v'chashuv mimeni. He's more chashuv mimeni sh'al yedo, so that was this avoda, and then we see Aaron did this avoda, and the ma'aseh he still needed Moshe Rabbeinu, and now the Shechina was shorer b'klal Yisrael. Okay, this is. I'm going to now give you a little introduction. It's the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Machlokas Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. When was the world created? Rabbi Yeriezer says, in Tishri the world was created. Brings Psukim. Rabbi Yeshua says, in Nisan the world was created. Which Nisan? Aleph Nisan. This is Parashat Shmini. The world was created. Comes Tosus, also brought in other Sfarim with Kedoshim. In Machshava, the world was created in Tishri. In Maisa, the world was created in Nisan. Rabbi Eliezer, Talmud of Beit Shammai, Shemuti. Beit Shammai is Midas Adin. Rabbi Yeshua, Talmud of Beit Hillel, Midas Chesed, Olam Chesed Yibane. Nisan is a time when the world comes to its expression. That's why you have Birkas Ilanot on Nisan. The Livluv, the coming out of the trees, right? The coming out, the beginning of a blossoming. The world comes to its blossoming, to its expression. Nisan's Midas Chesed. Nisan's connected to Chag Pesach, is connected Avram, right? You know, connected Avram. Shavuos connected Yitzchak. Sukkos connected Yaakov, right? Well, not for now. But that's the concept. So Nisan is a time of Chesed, even in the world. Tishri, Yimei Adin. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Adin. And that's what Machshava means. Machshava always means when you think, say, I'm going to get a cup of coffee. Before I go to get that cup of coffee, I thought that I want a cup of coffee. Now the walking towards the coffee is the expression. Right? Until I get it, then it's fully expressed, right? I'm only going to drink it, right? But okay, now I've got this cup of coffee. But the Machshava is the first thing. The Tachlis is the cup of coffee. Now I'm going to get it. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he created our P-Din. The concept Din is that the world be Omed B'Din. The Tachlis of the world is to be Omed B'Din, the purpose. How? Through the expression of Chesed, through the creation of the world, Midas HaChesed is expression. When you give to someone, you're expressing yourself. So the world came into expression in Nisan. How did the world come into expression in Nisan? That's this week's Parsha Shmini. Yom HaShmini, the world came to its expression, to Hashrat Shechina B'Tachtonim. The world now has its expression, which is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is covered in the world. It should have been in the whole world, but we were chote. We didn't accept Matan Torah. The world didn't yet come to its tikkuno. It came to its tikkuno, it came to its fixing in the Mishkan. Now, I'm going to hint to you something here, which is a very big foundation. There's a concept, Rabbeinu Bechaya brings it, the Yisod is in the Arizal, there's a concept called Shir Takelim. So it says, the 7 days before Rosh Hashanah was the sixth day of creation, right? Those 6 days, the world was created and destroyed. Created and destroyed. And then finally it was created. On Shabbos was the, right, the final, the world came to its tikkun on the sixth day, which is the Rosh Hashanah, the second day of Rosh Hashanah, right? Is also Rosh Hashanah Yimei Adin. That would be key to the Shabbos of Maisa Bereishis. The world came to its final creation. Connected there is the 7 days of the Miluim. The 7 days that the Mishkan was created and destroyed. Created and destroyed. That's connected those days, those 7 days. The concept of something broken, we already explained, something broken in Lashon HaKodesh called, it's something broken, is Ru'ua. Ru'ua is Ra. When you have a vessel is functional. If it's a broken vessel, it's non-functional. All Ra is when a person doesn't express his functionality. That's all Ra. Doesn't express his real expression, which is Neshama. He expresses a broken vessel for expressing his guf, because the man is his neshama. Man is when his neshama is expressed in his guf. So all ra, when there's a siluk neshama, when his neshama leaves his guf is expressing his physicality, which is brokenness, his non-functionality. Man's functionality is when his neshama connects with his guf and expresses his neshama through his guf. Okay? So, the shvira represents the creation of the Ra in the world, and the recreation of the bringing out, the fixing of that Ra. The creation of Ra, the fixing of Ra. Creation of Ra, fixing of Ra. Until Yom HaShemini, that Ra was completely fixed, i.e., the Ra was removed from the world in the Mishkan. The Mishkan had no Ra. Yom HaShmini, Biat HaShrat Shechina, there was a siluk of the Ra, at least in the Mishkan. You with me? And that's why we have these Asara Atarot, these 10 crowns. Again, Keneged 10 represents completion. There was a complete Chibu of Elyonim to Tachtonim. There was the higher world to the lower worlds. That's what happened in Mishkan. This was a place of no Ra. This was a place of Torah. Ki lekach tov netati achem torati al tazovu. The only place where there's no Ra, that's something which is completely tov, is Torah. And that's Hashrat Shechina in the Mishkan. I.e. Matzi Torah we have in the Mishkan. And only there. Bein Habadim, we have the Maila of Moshe Rabbeinu, Bein Habadim. That's why Bein Habadim, between the Bade Aaron, we go Lifnai Belifnim, right? Only on Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur is Kabbalah's Torah. Right? So that's the only place. So the world was saved to B'miksas. There was a Mokum here of Hashrat Shechina, which was a place of connection of a Kodesh Baruch Hu to the world. And in this place, there's no Ra. Torah, which has no Ra in it, has Kulo Tov. Tov, I told you, Meiti V'Tenerod means to fix the Neros. Tov means a fixing of self. So Torah, which is complete, and when we connect to Torah, the Rotzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in that way we become complete. That's why at Matan Torah, there was no one who had any blemishes, no one who was blind or deaf or ill. We were complete, because when you connect to something which is complete, you become complete. Since the Torah is the Rotzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shalem, then connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a full way, a person is Shalem. And that's why Torah is tavlin connected to Yetzirah, because connection to Torah, a person removes his Yetzirah and removes the Ra from the world. That's why the Mishkan, which is a complete connection to Torah, and that's why it had to be done by Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe wasn't involved in the Chet Egel. Aaron was. And since Aaron was, he was missing the Maila of Torah Shebichtav, he was missing the Maila of Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu was the only one who wasn't involved, and he had that connection with Torah. So the Mishkan, which represented Matan Torah of Shavuos, of Lifnei HaEgel, could only be brought into the world through Moshe Rabbeinu. We have a Shaychus to that, and that's what Moshe Rabbeinu brought in Aaron, through the Korbanos. Through the Korbanos, the Kapara of the Korbanos, we have a Shaychus to return to Matan Torah, to return to Mishkan, to return to Mamad HaSinai. But it still needs the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why it had to be built and broken every day, and then finally brought down through Moshe Rabbeinu with the Korbanos of Aaron. The Korbanos of Aaron was there to allow us to sin and still come back. Because after the Chet Egel, we're still Shaykh to sin. So we have to have a way back. Aaron was brought in, right, to bring us back to Maisa Matan Torah. And really, I explained to you what happens here. Who's Talmid of Aaron? Oyev Sharon Rodev Sharon, that's Hillel. Who's Talmid of Shammai? Sorry, who's a Talmid of Hillel's a Talmid of Aaron. Who's a Talmid of Moshe? Shammai.
Minasadin.
Torah, the Gros says that the Torah of Shammai is in Yemot HaMashiach, Olam Haba. That's the Torah of Yemot HaMashiach. That's it, because that's a Yemei Adin. The Torah of Hillel is, the Halach of Hillel is Olam Haba, Olam Chesed Yibaneh. That's the Torah of Aaron. We're living in the Torah of Aaron. So we can only connect to Torah through Korbanos, through Tshuva. That's why we say in our brachas, we say, Hashiveinu Avinu LeTorah Techa. Tshuva brings us back to Torah. You understand?
That's what the other way.
For us, the Maisa Korbanos are very, very important. That's our way of connecting to Torah. Through tshuva we can only connect. We can only connect to Torah when we make ourselves a vessel, a clean vessel, to be Mekabel Torah. And that's only done through tshuva, that's only done through the Maisa Korbanos. So to recap a little bit, so the understanding here is why we needed Moshe with Aaron. Because Aaron is shaykh to us. We're not shaykh to the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. The only way we can get shaykhut, a relevance to the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, is through Maisa Korbanos, through tshuva. And therefore that's through Aaron. Therefore the Maisa Korbanos here, through the Avoda of Moshe Rabbeinu, of the Hakamas HaMishkan, right? The breaking, and the building, the breaking, right? For 7 days, and then finally with Aaron entering and bringing the Hashrat Shechina, that's the Ar Avoda. And that's also the concept of Sheva Yipol Tzadik V'Kam. 7 times the Tzadik will fall, and he'll get up. And he'll get up on Yom HaShemini. The 8th day he'll get up. That's the life of everyone. The life of everyone, we all fall. We all fall to Yetzer Hara. 7 times we fall and we get up. And then we reach Yom HaShemini. Shemini is beyond the physical. Like you know, Shemini Ramila, right? Shemini always represents beyond the physical. It represents, really, Yemei Shemona, Yemei Bina, Yemei Shemona. Bina, like we say in Chanukah, Bina, which is beyond the level of physical. Bina is the neshama, the higher self. That higher self only comes from a breaking down of the physical. That's the Sheva Yipol Tzadik, the breaking of the physical and the rebuilding, i.e. the sin and the rebuilding of that sin, right? The kapara, the tshuva of that sin, that's Aaron, then brings us to Yom HaShemini, which is beyond the physical, the neshama, which is Shaykh to Teres Moshe. Now it says, now that we have V'teitze Eish M'lifnei Hashem, and Eish went out from in front of Hashem, V'tochal al HaMizbeach, it consumed that which was on the Mizbeach, Et HaOle V'et HaChalavim, V'yah Kol HaAm V'yaronu, and the people saw the Hashrat Shechina, and they like, I don't need to translate Yaronu, it's, the Ungla says, V'shavchu, and they like praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu, but it's a form of praise of Yira's are covered. V'yiplu al panim, they fell on their faces, they fell down. Mikovad Hashchina, right? There was a tremendous covered of Hashrat Shechina Klal Yisrael. Imagine, we were mistalek Shechina from Klal Yisrael, and the whole people saw Hashrat Shechina. It was a tremendous thing. They saw Matan Torah again, and they bowed down. They were mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they bowed down. They were machnir themselves. Right? To Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that was it. Now we have seemingly a very strange parsha here. The parsha of Nadav v'Avihu. What happened here? Nadav v'Avihu, we're going to see soon that these were Nivcharim of the sons of Aaron. The top 2 sons of Aaron. Kedoshi Elyon. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to say soon that they were more Kaddish than Moshe and Aaron. What were they trying to do here? Now I mentioned when we learned Parshas Noach that we also had a similar thing. Noach, we see, came out of the Teva, he drank wine, and that whole story. And we explained there that the drinking of the wine, and we just finished Purim, and we also have drinking of wine. The whole drinking of the wine was to be Nichnas, Lifnai, Belifnim, and Moshe, and Noach, his Kavana, when we learned Parshas Noach, we explained this, his Kavana was to be Metaken, if he could, the Chet of Adam HaRishon, and he didn't succeed. And that was the whole Parsha with Cham, right? And we explained that there. I'm not going to explain it again. Nadav v'Avihu wanted a complete Kapara. They wanted now to fix the Chet of Adam HaRishon. All we have is it fixed in the Mishkan. We still need Korbanos. We still Shaykh the Chet. We not brought Hashrat Shechina to the whole world. We haven't fixed the Chet of Adam HaRishon. The Mishkan, Aaron didn't bring Hashrat Shechina. We needed Moshe Rabbeinu to bring Hashrat Shechina. And we're not shaykh to Teres Moshe. We're shaykh to Aaron. Talmidim of Aaron. Hillel. Olam Chesed Yibaneh. Nadav v'Avihu wanted to fix the Chet and bring Hashrat Shechina to the whole world. And they were shaykh to it. They were relevant to it. In order to explain what that means, I'm going to use a concept that's brought in Purim. Why we drink wine in Purim. Purim is when the spiritual world, it's really the concept of the Mishkan, when the spiritual world comes down into the physical. I explained this when I explained about Purim last week, but that basically Yom Kippur is when we go up, and Purim is when the Shekhinah comes down. That's the Mishkan. Right? Okay? Now, it's brought down, and the Ari brings this down, that when we drink wine in Purim, why do we drink wine? The biggest cover to Kodesh Baruch Hu, the biggest nafochu, is when the Ra is Modeh Latov, when the Ra is Nefach Latov, when the Aro Haman is equated to the Baruch Mordechai. Right? That was the Avodah of Nadav Avihu. That's what they wanted to bring into the world. Now, in order to do that, says the Ari, when you're going down to the lower world, and that's the same thing which happened with Noach. That's why it was Cham. Cham represented the physicality of the world. That's why he was Nisras. He was Nirba or Nisras. He was like, he was taken away from him, his creativity. Noach, right? Because when you go down to the physical world, you connect to the physical. If you connect there with Das, then when you ever connect to the Ra, and it's with Das, Chas v'Shalom, the Ra can have connection with you. And then you connect to it, connecting to the Ra brings a person to Ra. So connecting to the Ra can only be done, you can only fix it without Das. That's why you have Shtiyas Yayin. And that's why Nadav Avihu and why Noah, when they went down to fix the lower part of the world, had to be without Das. That's why they drank wine. If you see something bad, it affects you. Whenever you connect something bad, it affects you. So you see something bad, you witness something bad. Like the Gemara says, right? A person, the Nazir, a person sees a Sota Bikulkula, Yazi Atmanayan, he just saw him, and he saw a Sota Bikulkula. So there's a Musag of a person being a Sota, right? Adulterous woman. He has to separate himself from wine. It affects you. Seeing Ra affects you because you connected to it. Yeah? Chas v'Shalom, a person sees a bad film. It affects them. You know, kids when see horror films, Chas v'Shalom, right? They affect them. They have dreams. They have bad dreams. They're connected to it. It's not true that what you see doesn't affect you. What you see affects you very badly. The younger you are, the more it affects you. Oh. Das always means connection. When you read something, you connect with it. When you learn Torah, you connect with it. It changes you. When you hear an idea, it connects you. When you see a person who's a good person, you connect with them. It changes you. It affects you. Therefore, when a person connects with the lower worlds and he wants to fix the lower worlds, here they wanted to fix the lower worlds, that means to remove that Ra and lafoch et ze letov, right? That has to be done bli das, because if it's done with das, then they're connecting.
What are they?
We know that the concept of keteris is taking something physical and making it into smell. The Gemara says the only thing that benefits, the neshama benefits from, like a physical, the neshama has benefit from, is smell. Right? So keteris is the way of converting that which is physical into that which is completely spiritual. It's a spiritual hana. Smell is a spiritual hana. That's what the Gemara says. Right? So it's a way. So if I convert something physical and become something spiritual, that's a complete connection of the lower worlds to the higher worlds, i.e. the physical worlds to the worlds of spirituality. That's what keteris represents. That has the ability. Therefore has the ability, that's why keteris, right, can remove misa from the world. Because misa is when a person is disconnected from the spiritual. Keteris is connecting the physical to the spiritual. That's why the keteris has sama mavis biyado, has the ability to remove misa, and if it's used wrongly, has the ability to bring misa. Mm-hmm. Everything that has a koach positive is also has zeh keneged zeh, asalakim has the opposite of ability. Death means the removal of the spiritual from the physical, and keteris represents converting that which is physical into something which is completely spiritual, either reconnection of physical to spiritual. right? So it's connected death. But since it's connected death, it also has a shalom. If it's used wrongly, has the ability to cause death. Okay, i.e., and here we see that they used wrongly. They had the right kavana, but there was a mistake, and they did have an effect. It's brought down in Sfarim HaKadoshim that what they did brought Hashrat Shechina more into the world, but it wasn't complete. And this avoda caused their death. We're going to see now. So it says, V'yikhu bnei Aaron, Nadav v'Avihu. Right? Nadav v'Avihu. If we look at the names of Nadav v'Avihu, Nadav is Nedava, to give. Avihu is Lashon Av. Av also means to give. Right? Ava, Av means to give. A father gives. It's a different time of giving. Right? And then we have Yud Kei Vav Aleph. The world was missing. We had Shechina in the Mishkan. Shechina in the Mishkan represents the Yud Kei, represents the higher level. It's the neshama, so to speak, of the world. The Mishkan's the neshama of the world. The rest of the world is the expression of that Mishkan. That's where we didn't have the full expression of God's presence in the rest of the world, in the Vavhei. We are missing the Vavhei from the Yudke. They were going to bring, they were going to give, Avihu, they were going to give the Vavhei into the world. What's the Yud Aleph? The way of doing it is with the Yud Aleph, Simonic Ketores. That's the Maisa Ketores. Nada Vavihu were going to give of themselves the Vavke into the world through Yud Aleph, through the Yud Aleph, the 11 simamonim, spices of the Keteris. The Yud Aleph is connected also to the Vavhei. I, through the Yud Aleph, we're going to bring the Vavhei, which is also Gematria Yud Aleph, we're going to bring Hashrat Shechina in the whole world, in the Tachtonim, in completing the world. It's not only going to be in the Mishkan. That's what they were trying to do. They're giving, what did they give? They gave their lives. They were giving their lives to the Jewish people. That the Arizal actually says this. The Arizal actually says that the Hakrava was a Hakrava of Korbanos, and the Korban was themselves. And they did that in order that there would be Hashrat Shechina B'Klal Yisrael. And this is the concept of Mitat Tzadikim. That's whenever we have Chas v'Shalom, the Mitat Tzadikim, it's always mentioned Nadav Avihu. Mikudeshai, right? Echabed, right?
Sorry.
So they gave themselves for the Jewish people. That was a korban. They gave themselves to fix the Shechina would be in the lower world, the Hevav. So it says, they brought each machtato v'itnu behem eish, and they put in it fire, v'yasimu alei k'teret, and they put k'teret, v'yekrivu lifnei Hashem eish zara. This is a zara because the Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to be makriv ourselves. He doesn't want us to be over it. He doesn't want us to be makriv ourselves. This is zara, but what they did was l'shem shamayim, and it worked. Asher lo tzivau otam. The Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't command them to do this. We're not expected to give ourselves for the Jewish people. We're not expected. Tzaddik isn't expected to be a kapara for the Jewish people, but he has the rotzen and he has his lo tziva Hashem. That's his rotzen. That's why it's nadav v'avihu. Nadav v'avihu means lashon of giving. It was a nadava, complete giving of self. Because only when a person gives of himself completely to Kodesh Baruch Hu can he bring in such a high rotzen of complete giving. V'teitzei eish m'lifnei Hashem, v'tochal otam, v'yamutu lifnei Hashem. They died in front of Hashem. V'yomei Moshe el Aaron, hu asher dibe Hashem. This is what Hashem told us, demor. V'krovai ekadesh, with those who are close to me, krovai loshen korban, ekadesh, I will become sanctified. V'apnei kol ha'am echabed, and through the whole people, my glory will be exhibited. V'idom Aaron. And Aaron was quiet and he accepted this. and accepted his sons were brought as a korban l'Hashem. Vayikra Moshe el Mishal v'el Tzafan b'nei Uziel dod Aaron v'yomer alem kirv u'su'u et achichem me'et p'nei ha'kodesh amichutz l'machane, take them out v'yikrovu v'yisa'um b'ktonotam in the begodim el michutz l'machane kasher dibei Hashem v'yomer Moshe el Aaron el Azar v'itamar b'nav roshechem al tifru'u b'gdeichem al tifru'u. They were not no hegavelus. And they continued with the Avodas HaMishkan. There was no Avodas here. Why? Because they didn't die, you know, because of Chet. They died, not died, they were a complete Korban LaHashem. If you do that, you shouldn't go leave the Kishem Mishkat Hashem Aleichem v'yasuk dvar Moshe. Did like Moshe. Okay, that's basically it. So you see, so Rashi says the pasuk v'yikrevu and they were brought right v'yisuum close and lift them up b'ktonotam. I mean the begotten weren't burnt. So how were they burnt? If the begotten weren't burnt, how come they were burnt? B'ktonotam shomaitim, right? So it says. Melamed shelo nisrifu bigdeim, the clothes weren't burnt. Ela nishmatam kemin shnei chutim, there were two like threads shel eish, two threads of eish came down, nichnasnu toch chotmehim and entered their nostrils. Mm-hmm. The nostrils where the place where the neshama enters a person, the neshama, they were makri l'Hashem, the guf was complete. They were makriv their neshama to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The hakrov of their neshama to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, yeah. Was their korban. That's what it says. We say, et Isha Yisrael. So there's a Gemara, the Marashor, there's a Gemara in Brach that says, in the davening of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what happens? The malachim are makriv, nishmatam shel tzadikim, those are the korbanos, kivyochel and based in Migdash Shel Mala. Nadav v'Avihu were korbanos klapei beis hamikdash l'mala. So they were connected, the korbanos down here, they were connected, the korbanos beis hamikdash l'mala, and the concept of korbanos beis hamikdash l'mala is to remove a kodesh baruch Hu from kisei din and to put him in kisei rachamim. That brought hashrat shechina to the rest of the world. Not completely. But it brought it much more than we would have had this not happened.
Yeah, I'm going to take off.
Whenever there's a tremendous gilui of tov, it has to look like a sin. Yudha Vatama, Malchus came to the world, it looked like a sin. Every time there's a big hashrat shechina, it's covered by looking like a sin. David and Melech came to Malchus, Boaz and Ruth would like look like someone who is possible Kyle. Lot and his daughters, even going back, from that came Moab, from that came Ruth, from that came Malchus to Kyle Israel. Every place where there's a tremendous Hashrat Shechina, it looks like a sin. But in the Pnimius, it was the Shem Shemayim. In the Kavana, it was the Shem Shemayim.